Hello, this is Holly, and I'm going to leave some comments for Joanna and for Chio Ratsan. So Chio wrote a story, a paragraph using the vocabulary, and the first sentence is fine. I received a reply for an informational interview, or I received a reply for my request for an informational interview, which was cheering me up. So to cheer up, nice phrasal verb usage. I hid my resume behind my veneer and met the employee. This use might not be correct. You didn't hide. I don't think you hid your resume. I think you tried to hide your nervousness. So the veneer you put on a veneer, the veneer you put on was, I am confident. But underneath that veneer, you were nervous. You were not sure that your preparation was complete enough, or I don't know what other reasons you might have. So I hid my resume. If you truly mean that you hid your resume, that you did not want to share your resume, you might hide it behind your back, a literal meaning. But behind my veneer, this is not a correct usage there. Joanna had asked about this expression, and Blanca shared an explanation and an example that behind the veneer of culture and gentleness lay the real man, proud and cruel. He appeared on the surface. The veneer appeared beautiful, kind, but beneath that veneer, if you took off the cover, beneath that, he was a different person. So veneer literally is a product that you buy, and the surface, a thin skin on the surface that you see, looks beautiful, like cherry or oak or a polished wood of choice. But underneath that very thin cover of nice-looking wood is cheap stuff. So on the surface, from one view only, it looks nice. But if you peel off that surface, yuck. So a veneer is a false front. So I hope this helps both of you and anyone else listening to understand better how you might use this idiom. Back to Chio's story. In the conversation, I unexpectedly found that she had not been working in the field which I was really interested in. I jeered at myself. So you'd need at here. I jeered at myself, but wiped that sneer off my face and continued the interview. So here is a little bit of a stretch for using jeered, but it could work, but would be jeered at myself. And hopefully that was a very quick expression on your face, and hopefully the person you were speaking with did not catch your sneer. Many times when we are talking with other people, we work hard to keep a veneer, to keep our face looking positive, when underneath, inside, we are thinking something different. There is an expression, poker face, to have a poker face or to not have a poker face. My family has always teased me that I shouldn't play poker because I do not have a poker face. if you play cards and know the game poker, in poker you usually play for money and you try to gamble based on bluffing your way with your cards, unless you're lucky enough to really have the top hand possible. But often you try to get people to bet and raise the pot and hope that they can't tell that you have a really good hand, because if they know you have the best hands, if you're grinning because, ha, look at my cards, then no one will bet their money against you unless they have a super, super good hand. So you try to keep a poker face. You try not to show any expression on your face. I am not very good at that. But a poker face is a veneer. From the interview, I learned that I might need to veer off the course which I had set up recently. Excellent. The experience will be more intentionally weighed in the position that I would like to have. I think here, not the experience, unless you add more. I think you are saying an applicant's experience, an applicant's prior experience will be weighed stronger in the position that I would like to have. So experience that you don't have yet is going to have more weight, is going to count more towards being selected for a position. Despite the high degree of difficulty in getting the position, despite the high degree of difficulty in getting the position, I will adhere to my goal. Beautiful. I hope you do adhere to your goal and one day soon stop back to share your success with us. So cheer, jeer, veneer, adhere, smear, sneer, veer. I hope more of you will practice speaking using our Audio Boom recorder or our Audio Boom channels, and or writing to practice sentences here in this group discussion and elsewhere on our website as you reply to other posts when it seems appropriate. Try using some of these vocabulary words and phrases. Thank you. Bye for now.